values. We still operate by handshake. We're not pushy. We want you to be happy, and we have a great selection of trucks. 6175 West 10th Street, Greeley.
970-443-5654.
970-443-5654.
The views and opinions expressed on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
Afternoon. Welcome to The Present Truth. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. I'm going to begin by reading a piece out of, I don't know what paper this was out of, Bloomberg. Quote, an internal State Department dissent memo accuses President Biden of spreading information on the Israeli-Hamas war and alleges that Israel is committing war crimes in Gaza. The scathing five-page memo, organized by a junior diplomat who has suggested on social media that Biden's support of Israel has made him complicit in genocide in Gaza. This offers a rare look at the raw divisions within the Biden administration under the Israel-Hamas war. I would agree. Divisions, I've stated from the beginning of the conflict in the West Bank or in Gaza Strip, I've stated repeatedly, the American people, the politicians of this country, they can have a tantrum, rant, jump up and down. The nations can go mad if they want, but the United States will support Israel with munitions, finances, and the administration will, to a degree, support Israel diplomatically. Henry Kissinger had made a statement. So the United States is behind Israel. I remind you, we have our own interests in the Middle East. Yes, we're supporting Israel, but we are really behind the scenes supporting American world hegemony. So we, American people, can't forget that. The Biden regime, there's infighting over the closest ally, Israel. And there is a elder statesman, Henry Kissinger. When he was a young man, he made a statement, quote, to make America your enemy might be dangerous, but to make it your friend is fatal. This is a fatal attraction with the United States and Israel. For Israel to make the United States its friend, according to the Bible, will be fatal. America will support Israel, will send Israel weapons, finances. America's interests are not with the Palestinian people. America has always used this two-state solution, the possibility of a two-state solution, for our interests. America, continuity of government, every action, every decision is to further American hegemony. This has been the case for 80 years. It is the case presently, will continue to be the case in the future. To make America your friend is fatal. Look at Manuel Noriega, America. He was a friend. He was a friend of Ronnie Reagan. Saddam Hussein, he was a friend of George Sr. and Ronnie. It was fatal. They got the flu. Well, Noriega didn't. Noriega, I think he's still alive. I think he's still in Florida in a prison. Look at Bin Laden, a friend of George Jr. Or was it Bill Clinton? It was fatal. Then there's Muammar Gaddafi. Was it Hillary and Barack? Fatal attraction. Kissinger said, to make America your enemy might be dangerous, but to make it your friend is fatal. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth.
Are you looking to sell your excess construction equipment? Trust Steffes Group's team of professionals to get you the best return on your investment. Steffes Group is a nationally recognized leader in the auction business with over 60 years of experience. Their team of professionals prioritize honesty, integrity, and outstanding service, and they work with you every step of the way to ensure a smooth and successful auction process. Go to steffesgroup.com right now to find a sales representative near you and discuss your options today.
All of your electronic devices can be severely damaged by lightning bolts and power surges. Even worse, an EMP attack can destroy everything, leaving our technology-dependent society with no technology. But don't let that be you. Go to EMPShield.com and put KHNC in the promo code box. EMP Shield is an electromagnetic pulse, solar flare, and lightning protection system made to protect you and your electronics. Again, go to EMPShield.com and type KHNC in the promo code box. EMPShield.com.
This is Tammy with Naturally Inspired Health Network. We created a group with real solutions for healthy living. Providers with products and services we trust. Need pain relief? Christy Sullivan, Vitality for Life. Want acupuncture? Debbie Ireland, Touch of the East. Looking for a medical doctor? Dr. Sharon Montez, Living Well Health Group. Solutions for health insurance? Wendy Scipione, MPB Health. Naturally Inspired Health Network.com. Connecting people with real solutions for health.
My name is Corporal Bradley Joseph Seitz.
Jerry Reed.
Kate Weber.
These are real veterans facing a real challenge.
I have PTSD.
And I have PTSD.
I have PTSD.
Post-traumatic stress disorder can happen to anyone.
I was still in a war zone in my mind.
But treatment can turn your life around.
Treatment has really saved my life.
To learn about PTSD and how treatment can help you, call your local VA medical center or visit ptsd.va.gov.
Oh,
I'm going to go quickly. Over the weekend, French President Macron, he predicted that the Ukraine conflict could reach a turning point, an end, by the end of this year. And he ruled out the possibility of Ukraine opening talks with Russia in the present right now, but in the close future, yes. There's a European Union foreign policy chief, Joseph Borrell. He hates Russia. He wants this conflict to go on through the rest of his life, if possible. He proclaimed, quote, "There is no victory in sight for Ukraine in the conflict with Russia. We must remain united and get ready for a longer conflict, longer than Russia thought. The EU may even need to step in to replace the U.S. aid should it diminish." It's going to diminish. U.S. aid is going to diminish. So I'm going to finish that quote. America is going to fund Israel. The objectives in Ukraine, America's objectives, are now, Ukraine is second and third down the list of important items. Presently, number one, Israel. It was number two, Ukraine, or Ukraine number two, but Ukraine will be number three. Number two is going to be China, Asia, the China Sea. Things are shifting quickly. We leave Afghanistan and we throw everything into Ukraine, the bottomless pit. Zelensky's going to be replaced. He's either going to resign or there's not going to be an overthrow. He's going to get the flu. He's going to get the flu. He's either going to agree to scale down this conflict and have some dialogue with Russia, which is probably going to cost him the lead flu anyhow. The Nazis that he rules over, the Nazis, these people will fight to the last man. They're just like Islam, just a different spirit. They will cut off the nose to spite their face. They will trade tit for tat. They will die on the battlefield as long as their enemy will die with them. Same spirit. There is a Garland Nixon. He warned that the Ukrainian project is collapsing militarily, politically. The question is, which one comes first? Internal fighting, increasing violence, and on an increasingly violent scale within the regime itself. There's war taking place. Many of the Ukrainian soldiers are surrendering. They don't want to die. Better to live in prison than to die in the battlefield. Elon Musk, a unique individual, we'll talk about him, I hope, today. He warned the Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky, don't send the flower of Ukraine, the youth, to die in the trenches. History will not look kindly on the leaders who needlessly sacrifice their troops. The Wall Street Journal says that the Ukraine shift from offense to defense reflects a move to a new phase in the conflict as Ukraine's top commanders acknowledge that the counteroffensive didn't achieve the desired progress. The desired progress was to move a half a mile toward Russia. They failed. Ukraine's top military officer, General Valery Johuzny, described the war as a stalemate in an interview with The Economist, saying there would most likely be no significant breakthrough. He, I believe, is basically the second in command. Now we're going to drop quickly to the, we'll just drop over to the Israeli-Hamas war. This was two days ago. Benjamin Netanyahu, he claimed that Hamas has practically lost control of northern Gaza. That was made to tame that racial beast was fantastic. But it has returned, and this time the beast is bigger, more aggressive. This time you're not going to ever tame it again. Now, because of this war, the Sunni and Shiite branches of Islam that have hated Israel have now united. They fought each other for centuries. The Shia believe that they're the rulers of Islam because they're descendants of the Prophet Muhammad. The Sunni say, no, we are the true followers of Muhammad. We are going to rule. So they fought for centuries. But now, when you have a common enemy, hatred of the Jewish people, hatred of the nation of Israel, now this is how it works. But Israel is Benjamin Netanyahu with his IDF forces are going to continue to be successful in this campaign in Gaza till Hamas is completely eradicated as far as the soldiers with arms. Most of the people in Gaza, they're not Palestinians. This is a fabricated method to bring support to a people that are generally Arabs. They're Egyptians, they're Arabs from surrounding areas. Wherever these people have gone into Jordan, Jordan had to eventually kick them out. They went to Lebanon. Because with these people, with these Arab, this Arab group, they've always been controlled by Hamas. And Hamas was an enemy of the government while they lived in Jordan. So the president, they kicked him out. There was a war in Jordan and they were removed. They went to Lebanon. And here they caused conflict again with Hamas. Eventually they were moved to the Gaza Strip and they caused problems within Israel. There, you can't tame them. Some of the young men, I've been watching some of the YouTubes, they don't know how to read and write. The women don't know how to read and write. They live today like most of these Arab people in the lands in which they lived. Their cultures going back two centuries, they still live the same way. They haven't modernized other than wearing modern clothes. In their thinking, they have not adapted, acclimated to the nations where they reside. Same thing with Egypt. Egypt doesn't want them. No one wants them. There's nothing wrong with these people. God says he's going to protect the women and the children. But it does say in the prophecies that I've been reading for the last month that the men are going to die in the battlefield. The commanders are going to die in these battles. And they're not going to be buried. Where they die under the rubble, that's where they're going to remain. And in the future, There's not going to be peace. You can't go to war with him. Benjamin Netanyahu is the individual that I believe that was handpicked and trained through all of his years. This is his fourth term. Through all of these years, as the Prime Minister of Israel, he has learned the people. He's learned more about his people, more about the leaders in the Knesset and the political world, the more about the surrounding nations. He knows more probably about Bashar al-Assad than Assad knows. More about Abdullah II. This is the individual that I believe that the prophecies have stated. This man, when Israel goes to war with the enemies to fulfill prophecy, it would be Benjamin Netanyahu who would take them to the victories. Eventually, he's probably going to be replaced. He is, to a great degree, a globalist. Within the Israeli parliament, or whatever you call it, the Knesset, they are globalists, most of them. They are offensive to God himself. But in Israel, you have a remnant that God is going to protect, is protecting, will protect. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez Podcast, 1360KHNC.com.
This is Mark Call, host of the Come Out of Her My People show here on the Roar of the Rockies. Tune in to discover why, whether it's the law of the land or scripture, what you've probably heard it says is not what is written. It's time to come out of all of that.
It's a perfect time to plant trees during the Tree Farm's 50-cent tree sale. Buy the first tree at regular price and get a second tree for only 50 cents. Choose from thousands of carry-out size shade trees, flowering trees, evergreen trees, and more. Buy one 7 to 8 foot tall flowering tree for only $269.50 and get another tree for only 50 cents. That's 2 7-gallon trees for only $270.
You come take see. I-25 to exit 235, then 5 miles west to the Tree Farm.
Bleed Stop, clinically proven and FDA cleared to stop even arterial bleeds. Pour it into the wound, apply direct pressure, and clotting occurs in seconds. No stinging or burning. Minor cuts or major wounds, Bleed Stop is a must for first aid kits, backpacking, Bleed Stop, website purchases. Get yours today.
What type of financial advisor are you looking for? A lot of advisors work for some great companies that offer good products, but are they taking a close look at what truly matters to you? Most advisors are unfortunately one-trick ponies and come at you with the same strategy no matter what situation you are in. Most of the time, your advisor isn't even reaching out to you to review things and has no desire to actually build a relationship with you. You want to work with someone who's going to hustle their butt off and compete for you and make sure that you are maximizing your hard-earned dollars. I will work day and night for all of my clients and do everything in my power to deliver the best service possible. Reach out to me, Joey Jaquin, Joe Jaquin's son, someone who is going to compete for your business and truly aligns with your conservative values. You can reach me at my personal cell, 602-909-9048. Again, 602-909-9048.
KHNC is proud to carry MyKind CBD products. Products include cocoa, top shelf tinctures, hemp salve, moisturizing lotions, and retin.
What Christ said about the time in which we live, I really present the spiritual side of life, the spiritual things that are taking place presently. During the week, I look at what is happening in just the secular events taking place in the world, what's happening in China, Russia, India, Israel, America, Canada, the whole world, and then taking the events, the news, and showing you and hoping to help you to see this is not just, we are not just a like a ball rolling down a hill just at random. No. Everything that's happening is happening because it is in one way or another in the Bible. This war in Israel with Hamas is in the Bible. As time goes on, you're going to be part A, B, C, D, E, F, G, because there are scriptures that specifically talk about part A. Part A is the conflict in Gaza. Part B, it's going to expand into Lebanon. Part C, the expansion continues into Syria. Part D, it extends eventually, it will expand into present-day Jordan from the north to the south. Part E is a city, Damascus, is going to be destroyed. I don't ask you to believe me. This is my interpretation. My interpretation is my credibility is on the lake. The lake is frozen. We're going to see if it has enough ice to keep me afloat. Part D will be an exclamation point. When Damascus is destroyed, according to Isaiah chapter 17, and I think Amos chapter 1, when Damascus is a city, no, is now invisible. It will be invisible. It will no longer exist. When it is placed in the landfill of history, never to be occupied again by any type of government, just sheep shepherds with their sheep, then you know that the Psalm 83 war has been concluded. The prophecy of Psalm 83 has a beginning. It began Israel time, October 7th, 2023. When Damascus is destroyed, and basically all of the Islamic forces that surround Israel, and the Islamic forces within the nation of Israel, when they have been subdued, neutralized, then Damascus will be the sign the war is finished. Then, just like Psalm 83, there's a part A, B, C, D, and E. When it is finished, and F and G are the terrorists inside of the West Bank and to the eastern part of Jerusalem. When this is done, this ends one of the wars and the battles in a series of battles and wars that Israel will be involved in. Then the next big war in the Middle East, Russia, Iran, Turkey, nations from north of Turkey and to the west of Turkey, Ethiopia, Libya, out of North Africa. Then there is a war with these comrades that are coming to attack Israel in the area of Jordan. Another aspect to the 83 war is Israel will occupy present-day Jordan, the landmass. Israel needs that land to fulfill prophecy in the coming 3 to 4 years into the future. In the future, I present this to you because it's so bizarre, it is so strange, so odd, unbelievable, could never happen. Israel can't defeat all the terrorists. There are hundreds and hundreds of thousands, millions. They are too numerous. They are too strong. They are being funded and Saudi Arabia, the propaganda, the campaign, the propaganda war by the HNN news agency, Hamas News Network, working with the HNN News Networks internationally, Pilgrim Society controlled networks, CNN, MSNBC, ABC, NBC, CBS, etc., etc., the Hamas News Network affiliates, a campaign, a propaganda campaign that Israel is the aggressor, that Israel is committing genocide, when the fact is this: Hamas, because of their attack on Israel, they destroyed any hope for a two-state solution. They're responsible for all the people that are going to be relocated. Thank the HNN News Network for everything I've just stated.
The Blue Dragon Spa is a man-friendly spa, with women bringing their husbands and significant others in for pedicures all the time. Men's feet hurt too, don't forget. Blue Dragon Spa, 1811 Hover Street, Suites A and B, Longmont, Colorado, 720-680-0492, 720-680-0492.
My towels solved a problem that we've all had with towels. You go into the stores and they feel lotiony and soft, but then you get them home and they wind dry you. That's why I made my towels. They actually work, they're soft, and they absorb. And now I'm excited to announce two brand new lines of my towels. What makes them the best towels ever is they're now made with 100% long staple Shapir cotton. This is a combed ring-spun cotton that makes my towels even softer and more absorbent than ever. And now you get a six-piece set for an amazing introductory sale price as low as $29.98. So go to MyPillow.com, use your promo code
KHNC
to get my towels for only $29.98. Or you can get my designer premium line for just $20 more. Either way, you save 50% now on all my towels. They actually work. What a concept. This offer won't last long, so please order now.
MyPillow.com.
Hi, this is Ron Tafoya, owner and operator of New Method Cleaners, Northern Colorado's oldest dry cleaners. Men's clothing to women's fashions, we clean it all. Give us a call with all your cleaning questions. If we don't clean it, we might have a solution. We have two locations to serve you in Severance and Fort Collins. Please call us at 970-775-0623. 970-775-0623.
Off-Road Automotive offers a wide range of used automobiles for all of your off-road and on-road needs. From classic Jeep CJ7s to high-end sporty Corvettes and everyday commuters, they have a vehicle for you. Bad credit or no credit, no problem. Their professional finance team has you covered. Give them a visit at 1392 Denver Avenue in Fort Lupton or give them a call at 303-502-3230.
So, quoting Henry Kissinger once again, to make America your enemy might be dangerous, but to make it your friend is fatal. Is Israel making a fatal move by making the United States a friend? The American people, is America a friend? The nation, the system, the government, what this country is presently, It might be fatal to make this government your friend. These people who are not immigrating, but who are illegally entering the airspace and the ground space of the United States of America through the borders, I would like to tell each one of them as they come into the country, to make America your enemy might be dangerous, but to make it your friend is fatal. Like I state, like I said on my Sunday program, this country is the country in which the Jewish people have an enemy who will betray them, called the abomination of desolation. An individual will be the king of Babylon who will martyr the Christian people that live in his country. And that country has to be the United States of America. Then the people that don't know God, all they know is that the person that makes them take a mark or the number of his name, that person, if they take that mark or that number, it's eternal fire for them. So everybody recognizes the same individual, but in a different way, a different manner. But the individual comes from a empire that is greater than any empire that has ever existed. An empire that is so powerful that any nation wanting to make war with this empire will be destroyed. There's only one nation like it. It's called the United States of America. And this nation is likened in the Old Testament term as a type. It is likened to a beast, a monster, something that is not recognizable. We recognize what lions and tigers and bears and giraffes and mice and skunks. We understand what these things are, but we don't recognize, we don't have a way to describe what this nation has become. This nation has become a monster. It has become unrecognizable from what it was even 20 years ago. Oh no, let's say 16, 12, how about 4? From the time Donald Trump took office, this nation became like a breath of fresh air. Now this nation is suffocating. What is happening to our country, we are being suffocated. We have become exactly what the Bible says about this end time empire. It would be a beast. It's a beast nation. It's not recognizable. There's no way to define it. And like Kissinger said, to make America your enemy might be dangerous, but to make it your friend is fatal. I use the example of Manuel Noriega. He was being used to traffic arms, drugs, and he's in jail. Saddam Hussein. We use Saddam Hussein, and what happens to Saddam? He gets the flu. What about bin Laden? We use this Muslim to our benefit. And when we were finished with him, he got another type of the flu. America has many ways to give people the flu. The lead flu, a bomb falling on your head, you can tie yourself to a doorknob, hang yourself, you can shoot yourself twice in the head with a shotgun. And if that doesn't do it, you have enough time to reload and do it again. than Muammar Gaddafi. These men were trying to help their people. He was trying to help his people be free of American petrodollar. And what happened? Same with Saddam Hussein. They got the flu. Anyone to make America your enemy might be dangerous, but to make it your friend is fatal. Israel is making a major mistake in its relationship with the United States. Israel is taking care of business in the surrounding area, and America is taking care of business in Iran, in Syria. It's fatal. It's a fatal attraction. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez, 1360KHNC.com for podcasts.
The Tree Farm's 50-cent tree sale is going on now. Choose from thousands of carry-out-sized trees that are easy to handle and easy to plant. While supplies last, buy the first tree at regular price and mix or match a second tree for only 50 cents. Thousands of shade trees, flowering trees, fruit trees, evergreen trees, ornamental trees, and more. Also, huge savings on shrubs and perennials.
You
come
take
see.
I-25 to exit 235. Then 5 miles west to the tree farm.
Hi, this is Mike Morris, owner of Warriors Revolution Tactical in Longmont. At Warriors Revolution, we have the largest selection of tactical gear and ammo in Northern Colorado. But what many people may not know is that we now sell firearms. And even despite the recent run on firearms and ammunition, we have plenty of product in the store, including ARs, AKs, Glocks, SIGs, HK, and more. And don't forget all the bulk ammunition at the best prices in town. Need to do a private firearms transfer? We can do that too. I am a veteran of the United States Marine Corps, and our team is made up of veterans and security experts, not a bunch of salesmen. Our team is trained and fought with much of the actual equipment we sell. And one thing you should know is that we support the foundations and principles this great country was founded upon. So if you need tactical gear, ammo, firearms, AR parts or upgrades, and even survival accessories, stop by and visit us on Ken Pratt Boulevard and Bowen Street in Longmont, or visit warriorsrevolution.com. That's warriorsrevolution.com.
Reasons to own gold. Reason number one.
Culturally, the golden rule is treating others as you want to be treated. But financially, the golden rule is those that have the gold make the rules. When you retire, make sure you can write your rules. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592 or visit our website at allamericangold.com.
Those who have been writing the narrative are no longer writing the narrative. The narrative has been written thousands of years ago by the prophets of Israel, Christ himself, the apostles. The new narrative. There's a new narrative in the world. The new narrative is the prophecies that were predicted to take place in our time are now structuring or restructuring everything that happens throughout the world. China became great because the United States, the Rockefeller family, the dynasty, made them great. And Europe became great. Europe was not great until Rockefellers decided to make Europe great to some degree, along with the churches. There's a new narrative. The narrative is found in the Holy Bible. Psalm 83 is the latest narrative. Israel is going to war. Israel will defeat the terrorist groups. They will destroy Damascus, take over present-day Jordan. The people that are coming, the illegal individuals invading this country, they don't realize they are entering the airspace or the space of the land of the plumed serpent, the land of the coming Antichrist. Do you think when they find out they have just come into a danger zone, what do you think it will do to them? It's too late. There's no chance that they're going to go back to the nations where they came from. But Jeremiah was told to write down to the people of the time in which we live, tell the people that come to the land of the plumed serpent, go back to the nations that you came from. Get out of America. Get out of the land of the coming Antichrist. Run. Go back to your nations. Go back to Mexico, Colombia, Ecuador, Peru. Go back. Don't stay here. You're in danger. You're in danger. Run. Go back. These people are coming here and being invited, and they are going to be probably, they'll be forced to take the mark of the beast. They'll be forced to take the number of his name. So there is a new narrative, and the people of the world, on one hand, they're going to hate it. It's going to be uncomfortable. It's going to disturb them. But the new narrative is this, that what the Lord Jesus Christ stated, it is more valuable than any money that you could put in a bank. The only hope that the world has in the time that we're moving into, the only hope is going to be on a God who became Messiah to save man from his sins and to give man hope in the distresses that are coming upon the nations. This is the new narrative. So, for today, join me tomorrow. Let's visit again, podcast 1360khnc.com, Monday through Friday, 2 o'clock, Rick Rodriguez. Let's visit tomorrow.
I've learned to stand with people that are in the storm who have courage. And if there's a man out there other than President Trump and just a few others that have really proven their mettle in the furnace, it's Mike Lindell. You're not going to get better towels, better sheets, better slippers, better beds, better hundreds of products made in America anywhere. It's ridiculous how high quality it is, how ridiculous the prices are low.
Go to MyPillow.com and use promo code KHNC.
As the economy collapses, are you prepared to provide even basic essentials for your family? I teach urban survival training course that arms you with hundreds of skills and hacks to keep you and yours going when everyone else gives up. Food and water are only the beginning. Call the Rev at 303-809-3343. That's 303-809-3343.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.